Well, you're with Graham Johnson, and we're talking with Jill Sayward, the voice of Shack Attack. Jill, you're just mentioning Al Jarreau. You followed up your album successes with Invitations, Out of This World, and Down on the Street. Your seventh album was Day by Day, in which Al Jarreau joined you in the vocals. Can you tell us how that all came about?
Who could have believed that that actually materialised? It was purely an idea in Nigel's head, Nigel Wright's head, as a producer, and of course mine when I wrote the song with George. Did this track and thought, whoa, you know, this would sound great with Al Jarreau on it. In fact, I was putting the vocal down, singing Day by Day, doing an impersonation of Al Jarreau. Trying to do his voice. And I thought, oh, it'd be brilliant if somebody like that could sing on one of my songs. And Nigel said, I'm going to phone his manager up. Let's see. And he couldn't get through, first of all, to Al's manager. But it was meant to be, because he went to some big showbiz party, and there was Al Jarreau's manager. So Nigel got some tracks over to him, and Al Jarreau said, yes, I want to do Day by Day. And of course, I went over to the States to record it with him, and oh gosh, you couldn't get much better. I'd love to do that again. I'd love to have that experience again. And it got us, it broke us in a lot of places. I think it was number one in Germany, and unfortunately, it didn't go out in the States. There was a logistical problem releasing in the States with it. Which is the only regret. But that song, for me, was one of the landmarks of my career.
My research shows that you became a mother in 1986 and the band stopped touring to concentrate on studio work. How many children do you have, and have any of them followed you into the music business?
Things changed for me quite a lot after Day by Day. I made a conscious, I wanted a kiddie, I wanted a baby. I was with George, the bass player in the band. We weren't actually married at the time, but it was the one thing missing for me was a kiddie. And the timing was brilliant, because we decided to do an album over the next year. And I thought, well, that's handy. The guys didn't know, but I knew I was pregnant. I thought, well, that's well handy, because I could have a baby and get back to touring as soon as the baby's born, and in the grand scheme of plans. Of course, that was the plan. But it did work out really well, because we spent the year in the studio doing quite a lot of work. And of course, I was about 10 foot wide and carrying my first son, Lewis, who was a huge one. But that changed my life. But it didn't change my career, which was due to the fact my mother lived with us. We had her in an annex in our house. And it was very handy having her there, you know, being mum number two. But it was hard for me as a woman to leave my kid straight away. But as I say, the timing on Shack Attack not working that particular year was brilliant. In fact, I have two kids. There was 4 years difference between second son, James. James is going to be following us into the business, I think. He's trying to do something intelligent, like working in international relations, but unfortunately, he's a talented musician with the bug. So no matter how much he fights it, he's going to end up being a dumb musician, I expect, like me. I did tell him to get a proper job and earn some proper money, but still.